You will not get how the owners want that thing to become. True? If when Quran is recited and there is no difference between that and Chinese to us, how will you be able to use that as an instruction manual? There are many people who, like, we use Quran to get sawab, to have people forgiven. For reward we do. Quran came for what? For guidance. Quran came for guidance. It's like, for example, you invite a Mawlana to your house. The Mawlana comes to your house and your house becomes, you know, mutabarrik and everything, and the angels are surrounding your house and so forth, and your sustenance increases. Mawlana stays in your house, has dinner, whatever. And you don't ask the Mawlana even one single question. You got the tabarruk, like you got the reward. But what, did you get any guidance? Quran came to guide us. Quran is the instruction manual for humanity. The other thing that he gave is the role models. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. He not only gave us the instruction manual written, but he gave us the physical form of that instruction manual. If we do not understand what Quran is, I guarantee to you, we will not understand who the Prophet is. These two cannot be separated. If there are masaib of Quran, these are the same masaib of Aimma. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that there will come a time when among the people nothing will remain but the harakat of Quran. They will know only just to read it. And for us, for Aimma alayhi salam, their orders, their ahadith, their commands. How many of those you know and how many of those you follow? But their names are there. The names of theirs are on our tongues. But how many of their commands are in our actions? Karbala, even events Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us as a physical form of that instruction manual. Karbala is an event by which it's a source of guidance for us. It's a role model for us. The event of Karbala is a role model for us. A role model of sacrifice. A role model of sincerity. A role model of not to compromise against oppression. A role model that you have to put a voice against oppression. A role model that you cannot oppress others. A role model that how damaging it is to have the love of this world in your heart. It's a role model. And a role model is only good when you actually take lesson from it and shape yourself to like it. True? The essence of Karbala is about sincerity. Aba Abdullah. Imam Hussein was given this title because he did every single thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his followers and friends also did every single thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not do anything for any other purpose but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shab-e Ashur, Imam Hussain is saying, I guarantee heaven to you. Heaven is guaranteed. You can leave. I will even turn the lights off. Did they leave? if they had come to Imam Hussein for the sake of heaven, they would have left him. Well, we came to with Imam Hussein to get heaven. We got it. He's saying it's guaranteed. Let's go. They didn't come to get heaven. They came to do their responsibility. They came to Karbala to perform the responsibility which was made as an obligation on their shoulders by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was to support the time, that was to support the Imam of the time. And they cried, they said, even if we are brought back and our bodies are cut into pieces, again and again, we will not leave you. A person will leave their Imam of time if what they do is only for heaven. Were there not people wanting heaven at Makkah who did not support Imam Hussein? Those people who still want heaven, and that is their destination that they want, they will not sacrifice themselves for the Imam of their time. As long as we understand that everything that we are doing is for heaven, we are stuck in that kindergarten of religion. We will not be able to elevate ourselves to become capable of the leadership of our 12th Imam. It's much easier to get heaven than to follow Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You give water with sincerity to your Muslim brother, you get heaven. You read your du'as in your basement, you will get heaven. But when the 12th Imam comes, you would have to be in the uniform of battle for many years to come. You're going to be drenched in your sweat and blood. You would have to sacrifice everything that you have. You will have to obey every single thing that he says without question. The reason why he is not here is because we're not ready. And as long as we stay that way, they say that every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. Today there is Karbala. Yazid is out. The principles of the life that Yazid lived on, they're present. His principles are present. There is Shimmer, there is Yazid having knives in their hands, but there is no Husseini to give the neck. The principles of Yazid are being implemented. The principles of Karbala are set aside. The sufferings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were supposed to wake us up. You have kids here.